Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, our mission is highly focused. We're unpacking a single, but honestly pretty revealing update from some recent GM release notes.
Right, specifically regarding the 2026 Chevrolet Equinox.
Exactly. So the main headline here is that mobile service options are officially expanding for this specific model. And I mean, think of it like the evolution of food delivery, right? We've moved from only being able to eat in the restaurant to getting premium takeout dropped literally right in our driveway.
Yeah, it's a huge shift. I mean, GM basically wants to do exactly that, but for your car maintenance.
Which is wild to think about.
It really is because it represents a massive operational pivot. For decades, auto maintenance has relied on this highly centralized hub-and-spoke model.
Right, where the dealership is the hub and, well, we're the spokes.
Exactly, and we have to travel inward to them. But mobilizing the infrastructure just flips that entirely. We're talking about deploying specialized fleets, like actual service vans fully equipped with diagnostic tools and parts.
Oh, wow. So what can they actually do in your driveway?
Well, they can perform routine maintenance, they handle software flashes, and they even execute minor physical repairs right where the car is parked.
Okay, wait. Whenever I see a word like expanding in corporate press releases, I instinctively start looking for the asterisk.
Oh, yeah, as you should.
Right. So, what does this actually mean for the average buyer? Like, does mobile service mean every single person who buys a 2026 Equinox gets a mechanic dispatched to their driveway on demand?
Well, no, and that's where the reality of legacy automotive retail kind of collides with the demand for modern convenience. The source material is explicitly clear, and it adds a very strict condition to this rollout.
Let me guess.
Yeah, it states this expansion is only available at participating dealers.
Ah, participating dealers, the classic fine print. So the 2026 Equinox is engineered to support this mobile tech, but the real-world execution just hits a wall if the local franchise owner selling the cars doesn't want to play ball.
You nailed it. And this highlights the inherent tension in the legacy auto industry. You know, manufacturers want to offer seamless direct-to-consumer style service to stay competitive,
Sure.
but they are bottlenecked by century-old franchise laws. Dealerships are independent businesses, right? They're not corporate-owned outposts.
Right. So standing up a mobile service wing is a massive deal for them.
Oh, absolutely. It requires a franchise to take on immense logistical weight. I'm talking purchasing specialized vans, hiring dedicated mobile technicians, and managing, really complex routing software.
Not to mention the revenue side of the equation. I mean, if my car is being serviced in my driveway, I'm definitely not sitting in their waiting room.
No, you are not.
And I'm not wandering the showroom floor looking at new models. Plus, I'm not easily persuaded by a service advisor into like a fluid flush I didn't know I needed. They lose that captive audience entirely.
Yeah, the underlying economics of the service department fundamentally change. A dealership has to carefully weigh these massive upfront capital costs and lost upsell potential against the long-term benefits.
Benefits like customer retention and brand loyalty, I assume.
Precisely. The manufacturer can dictate the vehicle's design and market these brilliant service programs all day. But the franchise holds the ultimate veto power over whether that service ever actually reaches your driveway.
So the practical takeaway for you listening right now, it's pretty clear. If you're eyeing the 2026 Equinox and you're doing so because you value this specific takeout delivery experience for your maintenance, choosing the car is really only half the battle.
Yeah, you have to actively verify your local dealership's mobile capabilities before you sign the paperwork. Your ownership experience will be dictated by their independent business choices.
It's fascinating. And it really changes how you shop for a car.
It does, which leaves us with a critical broader dynamic to watch. As manufacturers continue pushing these advanced decentralized service models, how long until the logistical capabilities of your local dealership become just as important?
It's not more important.
Exactly. If not more important than the actual make and model of the vehicle you decide to buy.